Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am a Franklin Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Riley, as described in my report of 6/30/21. Paired Mr. Riley is now a 54-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 6/19/18 when he fell off of his forklift. Paired, he believes he injured his neck and back and was seen at Hamilton Hospital emergency room afterwards. Paired, further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a pinched nerve with damage leading to cervical fusion at C6 in 2020. Paired, has completed his course of physical therapy. Paired, denies any new injuries or treatment. Paired, however, in early 2024, he saw his surgeon who did not recommend any further treatment or diagnostic testing. Paired, in paragraph as per the record supplied, his claim petition alleges his forklift struck a pole and he sustained injuries to his neck and head on 6/19/18. Paired, additional records show he was treated for various injuries well before the subject event. Paired, he was seen by physician assistant King, K-I-N-G, on 1/13/15. Paired, he was on multiple medications. Paired, he was referred to cardiology and to undergo pulmonary function testing. Paired, he also had laboratory studies ordered. Paired, he followed up here regularly over the next several years. Paired, on a visit of 2/9/15, he stated he was going to start a new job at the end of the week. Paired, he was being seen again for dizziness. Paired, he reported his interactions with cardiology and other specialists to this general medical practice running through 5/28/20. Paired, in the interim, he had seen Dr. Meir, M-E-E-R, at the same group on 4/14/20. Status post neck surgery. Paired, he needed disability forms completed. Paired, he was to continue monitoring his blood pressure. Paired, he saw Dr. Meir through 5/28/20 and stated on 12/10/19 he had gone to the emergency room due to neck pain radiating to the shoulders. Paired, had a CAT scan that showed degenerative and straight on thoracic curve. Paired, believes the nature of his job driving forklifts aggravated it. Paired, he was prescribed medication from the emergency room. Paired, was also following up on type 2 diabetes mellitus, for which he takes medicine regularly. Paired, also suffered from asthma. Paired, Dr. Meir discussed the dangers of using opioids and their addictive properties. Paired, new paragraph, he was seen on 4/30/15 by cardiology. Paired, more specifically, this was with Dr. Gusson, G-H-U-S-S-O-N. Paired, he ordered a nuclear stress test, noting diagnoses of asthma, comma, tobacco addiction, comma, hypertension, comma, dizziness and presyncope, comma, dyspnea, comma, abnormal EKG, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, and positive plain exercise stress test. Period. Mr. Riley followed up with this practice through 8/15/16. Period. His diagnoses remain the same. Period. In paragraph on 5/9/18, he was seen by urologist Dr. Bracken, B-R-A-C-K-I-N, with an infertility problem for years. Period. He was diagnosed with spermatocele of epididymis, comma, male infertility, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, nicotine dependence on cigarettes. Period. He did undergo a CAT scan of the brain. Sometime in 2015. Period. There was no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage. Period. On 10/3/23, he had an MRI of the cervical spine at the referral of Dr. Cairone, C-A-I-R-O-N-E. Period. He scratched that. This listed numerous diagnostic impressions that will be inserted as marked. Period. Obviously, he had undergone cervical spine surgery before this study. Period. Pulmonary function testing was performed on 4/4/16 with Dr. Meir, M-E-E-R. Period. New paragraph, and put this in bold. We need to identify where the other records listed by ExamWorks are not on our list of records or on the chart. These include the emergency department records from 6/19/18 and 10/31/19, comma, operative report of 2/20/20, comma, ER visit of 1/9/15, period, physical exam. Extremities upper, there was decreased global sensory loss in the left upper extremity, sparing only the third, fourth, and fifth digits. Paired sensation was otherwise intact. Paired manual muscle testing was 4/5 for resisted left elbow flexion and extension. Comma 4 plus is left shoulder abduction and pinch grip, and 5 minus for grip strength. Paired pinch grip was somewhat ratchet-like. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower. He wore sweats and sneakers, limiting evaluation. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Period active flexion was 45 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees and left to 30 degrees with side bending right 35 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Period. There was tenderness in the midline at C7 as well as the left paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, there was tenderness in the upper left interscapular muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal, and lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. On 6/19/18, Franklin Riley was in his forklift and struck another. Brady was seen at the emergency room where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies, including CAT scan of the head and cervical spine x-rays. period. The rest of the treatment will be inserted from my prior impressions, period. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, he denies any interim injuries, period. However, he did have some additional treatment with Dr. Meir, period. He had an updated cervical spine MRI on 1/3/23 to be inserted here as well, period. This showed the previous cervical spine fusion done on 2/20/20, period. New paragraph, current examination found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities. Appear there was mildly decreased strength on the left. Appear there was global pinprick sensory loss in the left upper extremity, sparing the third, fourth, and fifth digits. Appear there was no atrophy or effusions. Appear he did have decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Appear exam of the thoracic and lumbar spines were unremarkable. Period. Impressions. I'll scratch that. I'm already in impressions. The current exam does not change my previous opinions as to permanency and causation. Period. And that will be the end of